Part 3, Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in three large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Section A, Lehman Brothers. Ivy Magnadaro reports that another major dispute in Lehman Brothers' case has been added to two existing disputes with major banks. The recent dispute is over an alleged Arkstone deal contract breach. The other two disputes are with London-based Barclays PLC and with New York-based JP Morgan Chase. Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. sued Bank of America Corp. and Barclays PLC for breach of contract after the two banks agreed to sell their 26.5% stake in apartment landlord Arkstone to Sam Zell's Equity Residential and granted the Chicago-based company an option to buy the second half of their stake in Arkstone for $1.33 billion or more. In a December 15 lawsuit filed in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan, Lehman sought to clarify the terms of its right to buy the Arkstone stake, to make Bank of America and Barclays carry out their obligations under agreements in place, and to postpone deadlines for the purchase. Lehman is seeking an injunction that would stop Bank of America and Barclays from completing any transfer to Zell's company. It also seeks to divest the banks of their voting rights in Arkstone and to recover damages and legal fees from them. Lehman told the two banks that it would buy half of their stake in Arkstone for $1.33 billion. Lehman said its original agreement with the two banks gave it until January 23rd to get court approval for its purchase, make a $66 million deposit, and complete the deal by paying out the balance of the $1.33 billion. Lehman is complaining that Bank of America and Barclays have been negotiating for months on selling their Arkstone stake, but failed to provide information about the sale process on a regular basis and in a commercially reasonable manner. Bankruptcy Judge James Peck on December 21 told Lehman to sit down with the two banks and resolve their $1.3 billion dispute over the Arkstone stake. The judge said Lehman should be holding, quote, business meetings with the banks, not, quote, suing them. Arkstone, which Lehman acquired in a $22 billion leveraged buyout with Tishman Speyer Properties LP, has ownership interests in hundreds of apartment developments from Washington and New York to San Francisco. Lehman is seeking to sell Arkstone, its biggest real estate asset, for $6 billion to help pay creditors with claims of about $370 billion, but must first gain control of the company, according to a person familiar with the plan. Meanwhile, Lehman's other legal battle with Barclays in relation to the London-based bank's purchase of Lehman Broker business is not showing signs of coming to an end, as the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission sided with Lehman in the $3 billion dispute with Barclays over assets, saying Lehman didn't have enough money to pay customers. The SEC voiced its opinion in a December 23 filing with a Manhattan court. The trustee liquidating the Lehman Broker unit said he identified a $5 billion shortfall in customer reserve accounts. The SEC related in its filing that as long as there is a shortfall, Barclays only has a conditional claim on as much as $1.3 billion reserved for customers. In October, Barclays and the Lehman Broker Unit trustee, James Giddens, both appealed Judge Peck's ruling that gave Barclays, quote, only a conditional right to $769 million in the reserve account, unless Mr. Giddens had enough to pay customers. In addition to the $769 million, reserves include $507 million in margin for customer transactions at the Options Clearing Corporation, the SEC said. Judge Peck told Barclays in a February 2011 ruling to return $2 billion in margin assets to Lehman, and he told Mr. Giddens to give Barclays at least $1.1 billion in clearance assets. Both sides filed court papers on December 23 in support of their appeals. The appeals are expected to be decided by Judge Richard J. Howell of the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York in February. As to Lehman's $8.6 billion fight with J.P. Morgan, U.S. District Judge Richard Sullivan said he will defer a decision on whether the lawsuit belongs in the district court. The judge said on December 30 that a federal bankruptcy judge must first rule on J.P. Morgan's move to dismiss the case. New York-based J.P. Morgan is fighting a lawsuit by Lehman that alleges the lender helped cause the failed bank's 2008 collapse by demanding $8.6 billion in collateral. J.P. Morgan is also defending $6 billion in claims that Lehman objects to and arguing it acted properly in seeking security for loans made during the credit crisis. Section B, Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual, the biggest bank to fail in U.S. history, said on December 12th it reached a settlement in a dispute between shareholders and certain creditors that had been blocking a bankruptcy exit plan valued at more than $7 billion. The agreement, brokered by a court-appointed mediator, calls for noteholders to contribute $75 million to the only unit of WAMU that will exit bankruptcy, as well as loan the entity $125 million. The reorganized company would be owned by preferred and common shareholders. Judge Mary Walrath must approve the new settlement. Details of the agreement were filed as part of a new version of the company's reorganization plan, the 7th amended plan version, which must also be approved before creditors can be paid. The bankruptcy plan also includes a three-way settlement deal aimed at resolving billion-dollar lawsuits among WAMU, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The deal provides for the dismissal of the lawsuits and the distribution of assets among the parties. WAMU's banking business was sold by the FDIC to J.P. Morgan for $1.88 billion in 2008. Soon after the sale, a legal battle among the parties began on who owned what part of the failed bank. Meanwhile, in a December 28 court filing, holders of $1.5 billion of WAMU Trust Preferred Securities scheduled a January 11 hearing where they plan to ask the bankruptcy judge to halt the process of confirming WAMU's latest bankruptcy plan. Section C. Tribune Company. In Tribune Company, no final resolution is in sight on the disputes among creditors over the company's 2007 leveraged buyout, as bankruptcy judge Kevin Carey in Delaware said a confirmation hearing in the case is not likely to take place until May. Many of the disputes related to the leverage buyout include alleged fraudulent conveyance claims. Tribune creditors have even filed former lawsuits in late 2010 to hold Tribune executives, including Sam Zell, and lenders liable for any fraudulent transfers in the LBO. These suits have been stayed, pending progress in Tribune's efforts to confirm a bankruptcy plan. Judge Carey earlier rejected two earlier versions of Tribune's bankruptcy plan. The company has since submitted a third version of the plan, which is pending court approval. Tribune is in disagreement with its junior bondholders, led by hedge fund Aurelius Capital Management, on how to treat potential claims or lawsuits against the parties involved in the LBO. Tribune is the second largest newspaper publisher in the U.S. It listed $13 billion in debt and $7.5 billion in assets when it filed for bankruptcy protection in 2008. It owns the Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, six other newspapers, and 23 television stations. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 3 of the December Report. The report continues in Part 4.